Higgins on the line. Sandra is a representative from Eden Animal Farm Sanctuary. Sandra, many thanks for taking our call this evening.
Thank you, MJ.
Sandra, our listeners may know you from, or may have heard of you from, an article on the Irish Independent Farming Supplement a couple of weeks ago, where you, I think you oversaw a €50,000 advertising campaign to stop animal cruelty, is that correct?
Yeah, but it's not to stop animal cruelty, it's to stop all human use of other animals.
So it's not just somebody being cruel to an animal, it's all commercial farming basically, is it?
Yeah, and all use of other animals for clothing, in research, for entertainment, but the ways in which they're harmed worse in terms of degree and also in terms of number is by the fact that we look at them as food rather than as feeling beings.
So when you say entertainment, you mean like horse riding as well? That has to be stopped, does it?
All use of other animals, yeah.
And I suppose if a magic wand was waved now and all use of animals was stopped, what would we do with them all in Ireland?
Well, they only exist because we breed them. So it's not as if they're here naturally. They're here in huge numbers because we're breeding them. So they just wouldn't exist.
So if we stopped it tomorrow, though, I'd say there's about 30,000 animals per week slaughtered in Ireland for beef. So if we stopped tomorrow and those 30,000 weren't going to be slaughtered, what would all of the animals, when they'd all grow old, all the calves, the whole way up through the cows, there'd be an awful lot of animals in the country. Would we not be overrun by animals? Would they not?
We wouldn't be overrun. There are not enough vegan sanctuaries to cope with the number of animals that we are breeding. So veganism is about that we stop breeding them. When they're slaughtered, we no longer bring new animals into the world. So, you know, after they're slaughtered, they're not here to breed anymore.
Mm-hmm. And if we finished up then with, say, beef production in Ireland, what would we do with all the farmland?
There are huge alternatives to animal agriculture. I mean, farming is at a really low ebb in Ireland at the moment, you know, with the breaking of news about the salary structures in the IFA, the climate change talks that are going on at the moment, the very high rate of stress and mental illness among farmers, the very low incomes. 30 to 60% of farmers have very low incomes. So there are wonderful alternatives. Beans, peas, protein crops, nuts, soft fruit, lupins. So farmers in Holland are using lupins to make fake meats, and they're selling equally well in butchers and supermarkets to animal flesh. Hemp is a fantastic crop. The Chagas leaflet on hemp doesn't give half the information that farmers need to know about. It grows very well. Farmers would have a much easier life if they were growing a crop like hemp. It grows.
What would hemp be used for now in large-scale production?
First, just let me tell you about the way it grows. Like, it grows like a weed, so we don't need fertilizers or pesticides. So the input, the economic input is low. The labor input is low. Then it can be used for clothing, for building, for insulation. It can be used in the same way that cows are now used for dairy. So it can have milk, cheese, ice cream, butter. You can actually make fake meat burgers out of it. The milk has... A single glass of milk has half our daily requirement of omega-3 fatty acids. A wonderful crop.
The hemp produces some sort of liquid, is it?
Yes, yeah, because you can grow different types. You can grow it specifically for using for fibre, or you can concentrate more on the seed that you get the oil.
And is there a market in that? Can you bring this to market? Is there someone who would produce or process, I should say, this hemp in Ireland? Or would this be something that would have to be set up?
There's a problem in Ireland at the moment that there isn't a processing plant in the south of Ireland. So these are the kind of things, instead of Endacani trying to slither out of the climate change agreements, he should be reading this research that I'm reading. I don't come from a farming background. I'm an academic. I come from a town. But I'm interested in this, and I'm interested in the well-being of my friends and neighbours who are farmers around me. This is the kind of thing he should be reading. He should be putting money into the research. He should be talking to the Hemp Growers Association in Ireland and putting a bit of money together for a processing plant here.
He may be a bit conscious, though, Sandra, that if all the farmers in Ireland started growing hemp, that no more than with all the farmers rearing beef calves at the moment, there's too many beef calves in the country and there's not going to be a great market for them. So he's probably concerned that if everyone started doing the one thing, it mightn't be the best way to go economically, you know?
He's not a bit worried about that. You know, there's only 8% of our land at the moment that grows, that's used for any alternative to animal agriculture. So he's not afraid of a monoculture in that sense. But all the other alternatives, all the other protein crops, soft fruits grow extremely well in Ireland. Nuts, we've totally ignored our capacity to grow nuts very successfully. The cob nut is a bigger and sweeter nut than the hazelnut, which is grown in other countries, and it's a really good agricultural crop. Pine nuts, you go into the supermarket or the health shop and try and buy a tiny bag of pine nuts and look at the price of them. Apparently that's a tree, that's a nut that will grow very well in Ireland.
Yeah, so your argument is that there's lots of other viable alternatives,
yeah,
other than commercial farming. And I suppose, look, the reality is, on this show, we're an agricultural-based show, but we're also trying to give a voice to other areas that people can think about, and maybe somebody will be thinking about hemp or protein crops or nuts.
I hope so.
It is possible. But I apologise, Sandra, I'm actually going to have to let you go there because Kenneth ran over with me. So thanks for contributing to us for the few minutes, and we may speak to you again on the show at some stage.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
And that was Sandra Higgins with her, I suppose what you would say, alternative structures to commercial farming. And maybe some of our listeners will be listening in and saying to themselves that a hemp crop or a protein crop could be the way to go. And also maybe somebody won't. But I suppose that's the joy of freedom of speech. Coming up, I'm going to be speaking with Jim O'Brien from the Irish Farming Independent about surging lease prices and a mammoth 380.